song has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney. They didn't have what it takes to be astronauts. They don't fit the foreign diplomat mold. Their computer science careers were cut short. And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Daddy Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. And we are into the first full week of July. A lot to recap from this 4th of July weekend. Plus, we'll preview a little bit of what's going on this week. Of course, Roger Federer and Andy Roddick. Tiger Woods winning his own tournament. The death of Steve McNair on a sad note there with what is just going to be weird. But I guess it takes a little bit away from what's going on with the Jackson family, speaking of weird. And then, of course, the top story of the weekend. Joey Chestnut dominating 68 dogs to put Kobayashi in his place and is the three-time defending champion of the Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest, taking care of business this Saturday at Coney Island.
That's absolutely, truly, to see what those guys go through. How long afterwards until, where do they go afterwards? You surely don't go out and sign autographs and you got to get out of the public eye. Derek's going to go throw up. I don't know what they throw up. 68 hot dogs. That's just an absolute. How are they doing this, too? Is there new technology out there, I had a buddy say? Because they're dominating the record, the old record, just blowing it away. How?
Practice. So Joey Chestnut, the winner, and that, folks, is to remind you that the 4th annual Doug and Daddy Hot Dog Eating Contest is this Friday, a special 2-hour edition from the Hilltop Mall in Kearney. Lovely air conditioning, which will be great since it's going to be close to 90 all week long. They have their inside sidewalk sales going on this weekend. We will be there on Friday from 11 to 1. The list of competitors continues to grow. We have some confirmation from Daddy's favorite ex-loper wants to be in. You have picked a couple of other people you've talked to over the weekend, so the list continues to grow. Still have a couple of days if you would like to get in, folks. You think you can dominate the Troutman's Dogs? We want you to be a part of it. There's prizes. There's gifts for everybody that participates. And, you know, from T-shirts to gift certificates to all kinds of things. And, of course, the 37-foot-tall trophy that goes to the champion. 2-time defending champion Pug Bertrand is in. Do you think you can dominate? And, again, folks, if you're new to the show, new to the hot dog contest, just moved in the last year, don't know what we're talking about, this is not what you see on TV. This is a little more relaxed. You can put the ketchup on. You can put the relish on. You can put the mustard on. Whatever it is, if you want to bring something that you want to put on your hot dog, go ahead and do that. But they're Troutman's quality wieners. It's better than what they're eating on TV. You actually get to taste these, you know, if you want. You have to eat the bun. You don't have to dunk it in the water if you don't want to. But we don't go 10 minutes. Right now it's still at 30. And I've noticed that Nathan's has went from 12 to 10. We're not just sitting there dunking and jamming. We're eating the hot dog. It's not a sprint. It's not really a marathon. It's more like a 3,200, which is long. But whoever can just continue to pile down the dogs is going to be our grand champion. And all you have to do to get in is shoot us an email to our Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Name and a phone number we can contact you at so that we can get you into the 4th annual Doug and Daddy Hot Dog Eating Contest this Friday. Again, the email address, Doug and Daddy, spell out the word and, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. And more information is on the website. You can get signed up for our inaugural ESPN golf tournament. There's so much more on there, the podcast, the blog, everything is right there in the day's sports news as well.
I have confirmed Sean Evans to be in the hot dog eating contest. He confirmed and called me and told me that he is a black Kobayashi. grew up outside of Los Angeles, right outside of Dodger Stadium. Says he loves the Dodger dog. He would love to partake in the Troutman's Quality Wiener event. And I said, Sean, we'd be more than happy to have you.
Now, does Sean realize that if a Dodger dog resembles everything else in Dodger Stadium, it's weak and pitiful?
That's untrue. 52 wins. 52 wins, Douglas. Big lead, big lead. Hey, I think Sean Evans, though, has moved to the top of the list, has become one of the favorites after meeting Sean.
He may dwarf the competition.
Well, he won't dwarf Pug Bertrand, but or Eric Holland. I think those are the three right now. That I think it's going to be 14 this year.
I'm telling you right now, the young man that just every year, a little more, a little more, a little more. I'm putting a couple on the long shot. Mind that bird. I'm putting a couple on Bob Hamer. I'm not overlooking rocking Bob Hamer. Hey, we want to thank Bob Jensen for co-hosting the show on Friday. I listened to it. It was pathetic. But thanks, Bob, for coming in and filling in for that 45 minutes anyway. What? Who? What? Oh, you didn't take a jab at me. Oh, that's what you didn't take a jab at
me. No, I did not.
Yeah. The best part about the show is Doug's not here today. Don't worry about it. No, that was good stuff. Always love having Bob in. We're looking forward. You know, a lot of people were talking back and forth. Oh, you know, summer blow. I said, hell, summer's 3 weeks. Well, football starts in a month. No, it starts in 3 weeks with Big 12 Media Days. And it starts earlier here on the Doug and Daddy Show with our Big 12 football preview. We will be talking with a representative, a member of the media that covers each and every one of the Big 12 schools between now and July 24th as we get ready for Big 12 Media Days in Dallas, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, the 27th through the 29th in Dallas, Texas. And we'll really get into that. It starts later this week. We'll really get into it the next couple of weeks. But off the top of the show here, I want to talk about Andy Roddick and Roger Federer. And however many questions were asked of Andy Roddick, the one question that needs that here's what we wanted to hear him say, I think, because this is what was the look on his face. This was the look on his face when the match was ending, when it was over, when it was in the questions afterwards. Let's face it, Andy Roddick feels that he cannot beat Roger Federer. Can't, won't, never will. If he didn't do it yesterday, you knew once he blew that 6-2 lead in the tiebreak in the second set, it was over. Now, give him credit for taking this as far as he did. But did you, at any point yesterday, after that second set tiebreak loss, think he was going to win? Ever?
Why,
did you ever think?
When he came back in the fourth set and made it 6-3, I think that gave you hope.
Gave you hope. Did you think he was going to win?
Well, no.
I think Andy Roddick thought he was going to win. Well, I think maybe finally, he's going to have a chance here. I think Roddick played his best. I think Federer played somewhere between 80 and 90% his best. He played one of his greatest matches on serve. It got to be just serve and watch it go by after a while. I'm not going to exert myself at 30 love. Let's just go to the next game. And I just think Andy Roddick is got to be thinking, I can't beat the guy. I don't know what I'm going to do. And what's going to be sad about this is if Roddick ever does win Wimbledon, and it's not and he doesn't beat Federer the year he wins Wimbledon,
well,
you didn't beat Roger Federer. You didn't beat Federer. Yeah, you won Wimbledon, but he got upset in the fourth round by Novak Djokovic of, you know, Serbia. You know, and so you never had to play him.
I wrote a blog today about this, and I think it's – why do we have hope? Why do we have hope going into yesterday? Because there's a lot of people out there I talked to going, do you think he's got a chance to beat him? I mean, I think this is different. This is the greatest player ever. And if Pete Sampras says he's the greatest player ever, I'll take Pete's word for it. The guy is remarkable what he's been able to do. 15 Grand Slam titles. Became only the third member in the last 40 years to win Wimbledon, the French, the same year. Along Borg and Nadal. To do it in front of the cast of characters that were there, all the pressure, wanting to see him. Sampras shows up in the middle of the first set. All those greats sitting there. Why yesterday did we give Andy Roddick hope? He tried it 7 times before in Grand Slam finals. He never beat him then. Now he's just 0-8.
And it was moving along in the fifth set, because I didn't sit there and watch the whole thing. Up, breakfast, Sunday services back, still going on. Hey, wow, what a deal. I got to thinking, you know what? This is the same feeling I had when Yvonne Lendl was playing. God, somebody beat this guy. Somebody beat this guy. Now, Roger Federer is a little bit more outgoing, a little bit more in the public eye, not such a twit. But you're thinking, Yvonne Lendl sitting there winning the U.S. Open, you're going, beat him. He's such a stick in the mud. Somebody, it's part you wanted Andy Roddick to win for Andy Roddick, and it's also part that, you know what, unfortunately right now, I think a lot of people are getting tired of Roger Federer. That's why they loved Rafael Nadal coming in and doing what he was doing. You know, people got tired of Tiger Woods. People got tired of Nebraska football. USC football, people are tired of. Whoever the dynasty is,
I said
the
blog,
tired of.
As Roger Federer, we look at him like the Patriots. It's time to move on. They've been so good for so long. It's 12, 13 wins a season.
And then you want Roger Federer in about 4 years to win one more because, ooh, cool, he's still around playing well.
But I guess I look at it another way, or should you look at it as, I don't think we're appreciating what the guy's doing right now. And we're looking for another way to.
But it is that fine line, Tony, of greatness and rivalry.
Oh, absolutely.
And it is the Tiger Woods-Phil Mickelson comparison. Now, again, if Jimmy Connors didn't have John McEnroe, and John McEnroe didn't have Bjorn Borg, and go on down the line of whoever you want to say, Sampras and Agassi, if there was only one, and that's what you've got right now with Roger Federer, put the two great rivals together, how many majors do you have? How many more would Sampras have had he not lost to Agassi once in a while? Or I mean, there wasn't even that. But I mean, all those guys, pick who you want. If Borg would have played more tennis than to the age of 28, he probably would have more than 14. Federer has no competition, except now, in the last 2 years, Nadal has come onto the scene. He beat him at the French Open. Then he took him at Wimbledon last year. It's a lot like Nadal's got 10 majors. I mean, there's just nobody out there to challenge Federer. I mean, he is great, just like Tiger is great. But there's no equal, and that's what makes them great. So, I mean, do you argue he's so great because he has no equal, or he is doing so great because he has no equal?
Okay, do you think Andy Roddick, though, feels a little bit like, and I say it in there, Karl Malone and Stockton, I'm just here at the wrong time. Without Federer, how many titles does Andy Roddick have?
Well, he should have more than one.
I mean, I thought he's been there 8 times. I think he's 6-2. If playing anybody else, and you're talking about Andy Roddick as being the young American that's going to have so many great days ahead of him and so many more Grand Slam titles, without that one guy standing in front of you like Michael Jordan did to Malone.
The problem with Andy Roddick is he has not been consistent enough. It's not like he's getting beat by Federer every tournament. If some good tournament, he actually gets to the semifinals or finals, then he runs into Federer. But how many Grand Slams does he not even make it to the second week? Lots and lots. And he's starting. I mean, that was the big hope this week. You know what? He is playing his best tennis. And if everybody that I saw yesterday said Andy Roddick played his best match yesterday and lost, well, what does that say? What does that say?
It says Federer's pretty damn good, is what.
Well,
it says.
I mean, but the bottom line is, if Andy Roddick just played his best match and lost,
I don't know. He had opportunities. What was it, 12-10? He was up 30-love, and
he had him 15. Break. He had him 15-40 in the fifth, yeah. I think, at 8-8 or something like that, and let it go. He was up 6-2 in the tiebreak in the second set, as we already said. And
30 games.
And now it's on to the United States Open. He's going to obviously skip Davis Cup, which, yeah, I mean, duh. The money is there these days. You don't have to do that. So now it's on to the U.S. Open, and hopefully he moves up high enough in the rankings where we can hopefully possibly see a matchup in the finals again.
Well, but you got to unseat him, Doug, if you're an American tennis fan. I don't know that the hatred's out there for Roger Federer. That, like you said, that
No, not even close to that.
I don't think there's any. Well, gosh, I hope. Too bad if he twists an ankle. I mean, there's not that. I just think it's just that let's do something new. I think, like you said, Nebraska football, when they were in their domination today, the USC football, the Patriots, say who you want to, just let's go on. 15 Grand Slam titles are amazing. Amazing.
We will take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show, and if everything goes right, I think we're going to catch up with Dave Morachik, a Nebraska team winning Mr. Basketball, a rarity at best, and we will talk to Coach Morachik on the other side. Stay with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show.
You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Almost as much fun as watching Fluffy in the dryer.
Change. That seems to be the theme at this time of our history. Change can be good. Is it possible you've outgrown your current financial advisor? That growth could lead you to a bank with a history of excellence in our agricultural society. Welcome to First Bank and Trust, 125 years of serving Nebraska rural and urban businesses. First Bank and Trust, Cozad, Clay Center, Eustis, and Imperial, member FDIC.
You can count on us, First Bank and Trust.
Whether it's a power outage or to take along camping, a portable generator is a great thing to have. And Rich & Sons Camper Sales can save you over $300 on a factory-warranted 3,000-watt portable generator. These Kapoor generators safely run even electronic gear. Refurbished with a full 2-year warranty and in stock right now. Normally $1,500, just $1,199. But only while supplies last. At Rich & Sons Camper Sales, South 281 Grand Island. From stuff you need to toys you want, ESPNSuperstation.com has an easy button to push and bid and buy from local merchants.
You're going to love it.
Gives you money to spend, helps the local economy, makes you look like a genius.
Does this kind of talk upset you?
Easy auction at ESPNSuperstation.com. Log on now. Whether it's all the chubs, grubs, minnows, stinky, crawly, luscious, live bait the fish just can't resist under the water, and all sorts of fishing tackle, or topside summertime toys for you, visit the Boathouse north of Grand Island. New this year, 11 to 24 foot Big Red Edition Logo Boat Pontoons. Logo boats put the spirit of Husker Sports on the water. The Boathouse has a great inventory of other new and used boats as well as repair. So visit the Boathouse, a mile north of Grand Island on 281, and log on to theboathousegi.com.
Here's a look at our Monday's forecast. Calling for partly to mostly sunny skies, south winds 5 to 15 miles an hour with a high near 87 degrees. For tonight, partly cloudy skies regionally, overnight low right around 65 degrees. Currently 75.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. We're going to get a chance to talk with Dave Morachik maybe tomorrow on the show. He's tied up today, so in touching base with Coach Morachik, we just want to say, hey, congratulations to the gang from a going vertical. A 53-50 win yesterday over in the championship game over Wisconsin in a game that was pretty close all the way. They pick up the win over the Wisconsin Blizzard. Weston Foxhoven, a horse out of Crofton, 21 points, 10 for Max Anderson to get the victory. They were undefeated in the tournament this weekend. So congratulations to a Nebraska team with some local flavor on it that won the Mr. Basketball tournament that wrapped up yesterday. John Klosterman, Jordan Smith, Ryan Bergstrom, Trevor Feck, Nathan Scott, Kendall Glidden, Nick Robeson, some Axtell kids, some Ravenna kids, some Minden kids, all on the team there. So, and I know Brent Heinrichs was assistant coach on that as well. So a couple coaches kind of working with some of their kids and bringing a few others, and they meshed well together.
They play the only in-state team, the Grand Island Thunder. You look outside of that, Colorado, Oklahoma, Mitchell, which I'm assuming South Dakota, Wisconsin, Wyoming, another team from Colorado. So, hey, playing teams outside the area and taking care of business. 7-0, that's pretty amazing for a Nebraska team to do that.
You know, back in the day, the Vols team would come in and do a lot of damage, but it's been a while since a Nebraska team has performed this well, and it was an exciting All-Star game. Before that, it went to overtime, 66-60, and Dane Bacon, a Kearney High graduate, he had 21 for the Blue, who came out on the short end. The white team, Skyler Wissing of Wood River, had 14. Eric Johnson of Ravenna had 13 in that one. And then, of course, they also had the Miss Basketball Big Show. The and one Oklahoma team had no problem throughout this tournament, and they beat Arkansas in the championship game last night. So Miss Basketball gets underway this Thursday. Doug Koster will be in on the show on Wednesday to preview that as a whole new set of teams come rolling in. And if you're rolling in and if you're in Miss Basketball or you're in travel summer baseball or you just need to cool down with a new T-shirt and shorts or maybe a hat to cover your skull, especially if you're thinning out a little bit up top, Misco Sports on the breaks at the downtown Kearney Center, the place to be. Whether you need a brand new pair of shoes or some Husker gear, maybe you want to pick up some Husker gear if you're from out of town, especially, say, you know, if you're from Oklahoma. Uniforms, hats, batting helmets, balls and baseballs and softballs if you're getting ready for area baseball tournaments or your little kid's travel team is just getting started here for the last month of the summer. They've got all the gear you need. Great selection of shoes as well. Stop in and see Steve and the gang at Misco Sports on the breaks in the downtown Kearney Center.
You mentioned Oklahoma. Met some people from Oklahoma who happened to be in town, actually from Tulsa, for the basketball tournaments. And just in passing, I said, Tulsa, are you Sooners or Cowboy fans? And guys said, we're all Cowboy fans. Our group's all Cowboy fans. He said, you know the story about the Sooners? And I said, no. I said, what's that? He said, you know, Sooners were cheaters from day one. I said, oh, yeah? And he says, well, yeah, when they did the land grant thing, he said all the boomers stayed behind. When they fired the cannons, the boomers all took off to go stake their claim to the land. And he said the Sooners are already out there before them. They already had the good pieces of property all bought up. So the Sooners cheated to begin everything, and they've been cheating ever since. Story about the boomer Sooners. That's why he said they cheated all the time. He said, I never could stand a cheater.
The World Series of Poker, main event underway. This morning, flanked by dozens of women, heralded by trumpeteers, and mobbed by his fans, Phil Hellmuth channeled Julius Caesar as he arrived at the World Series of Poker. The No Limit Texas Hold'em champion, who won the main event 20 years ago, slowly made his way to his table on Sunday, nearly 2 hours after play began. Hellmuth told the Associated Press as he waited to make his entrance that he felt more powerful dressed as Caesar. He greeted his table mates while television cameras rolled, then changed into more normal attire as the tournament broke after its first level. Phil, didn't turn out too well for Big JC there. Didn't turn out so well. Didn't turn out so well. Quit it! Phil?
What round are we in of this World Series now?
It's like day three of day one or something
like
that.
Today is actually, let's see, it would Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Today is day 1D. You got that?
There's six of them, right? Is there six day ones?
There's actually
four day ones.
Year.
Okay.
So tomorrow will be day 2A, and then they have a 2B, and then they'll finally combine all the field.
So day three, which is actually day 7, that's when it gets going.
And Phil actually finished the day he started under his starting chip stack. They started with 30,000 in chips, and he finished the day at 27,000, so not looking good for Phil.
Now, there's a change this year, an intentional change at the World Series of Poker, because I think this is to help the pros. I mean, they can say what they want about the amateurs, but you used to start with, well, the buy-in was 10,000, so you got 10,000 in chips. Then it went up to 20,000. Now, your $10,000 buy-in gets you $30,000 in chips with the blinds and the antes still staying the same. But you're not, the percentage of your chip stack on a decent hand is not as big as it would have been in the past. You've got another third as more chips in this tournament. And so when you get down to the very last table, you're going to see even more chips held by the folks that were. I mean, last year, what we had, if you were in the top, when we got to the final table, you wanted to be right around 25 million chips. You were in pretty good shape, 20 million chips.
Yeah, but I think a little under that. But yeah, you're definitely up in the teens as far as millions goes.
And now it's going to be a lot more than that. Because
almost a third more than that.
Yeah, so. Ton more as you get set to watch that. That's kind of one of the things to be looking out for. So you've been paying attention a little bit. Any big names already gone?
Yeah, a lot of big names gone, actually. Daniel Negreanu, probably one of the biggest names gone, but just a slew of pros are out. It, actually, you're more hard-pressed to find big names still in the field than you are. There's probably more pros eliminated now than are still in, but a lot of plays still going on, and Jeffrey Lissandro, who actually won three bracelets this year, big name pro, won three bracelets this year alone. He's got, I think, 145,000 chips after his day one, and he's, I think, 17th overall-ish, so he's playing really well.
Wow.
I think I can confirm this. As Kirk Brooks, our owner of the event center, his brother playing in the World Series of Poker, I want to say he's into the third round.
Yeah, I'm not sure what exactly Kirk was saying. I heard through another person that Kirk's brother was still in it, but that he was under the starting chip stack around 22,000. Oh. So he was probably in a pressing situation.
Speaking of the storm, let's talk about some of the sports that weren't talked about on Friday, which would, well, have been everything sitting here. The Tri-City Storm traded Captain Danny Heath to Des Moines for Josh Myers and Andrew Panzarella, and I had a chance to talk with Derek about this after the show Thursday is when all this information came up. Danny got hurt and only played that opening game last year. What's the impact of this trade on the Storm there, thereof?
A lot of defense coming in, obviously. This move itself brought in Panzarella, who's a good defender, and you're looking at a couple other offseason trades that brought in some defenders as well. But Danny Heath did. He injured his shoulder in the first game last season, only played one game. They were talking about him coming back in February, never rehabbed that shoulder enough to come back. So really, he was the captain coming back, but really didn't get much ice time at all last year. The two guys he's bringing in, Andrew Panzarella is kind of an interesting trade. He is a penalty minute machine, kind of in the same same form of Pierre-Paul Lamoureux from a few years ago. So that should be interesting to watch him play.
So Myers and Panzarella in. The Storm also released their protected list. And I guess the protected list is who they're going to be inviting into camp, basically. And there are a few guys from last year's team: Anthony DiCenzo, Josh Berge, Torin Sindemann, Radoslav Elo, Rick Pinkston, Charlie Dodaro.
Yep.
Anybody that you're surprised is still here or is not still here?
Not so much. That's a core group of guys that I expected that would probably be returning. Really, Rick Pinkston, Charlie Dodaro, two of the defenders that are coming back there. So not a whole lot of defense coming back from last year's team with that record and whatnot. But that is kind of the core group of players, and you like to see them coming back.
But that's why the trades are all defensemen as
well,
right?
Correct. They brought in four defensemen out of the six players that have USHL experience. I believe four of them are defensemen that they brought in the offseason.
What wasn't that the base or the core of last year's team supposed to be defensemen?
Yeah, it kind of was, but that fell through real fast.
Everybody got hurt, weren't they?
They did get bit by the injury bug throughout the season last year. But I think Elo really came into his own as far as scoring goes. DiCenzo played well on the offensive end. Berge played well on the offensive end. So I think some good offensive game coming back, and if they can shore up that defense a bit, obviously only one way to go after last season, so that's up.
But we've all heard the stories about the major turnaround in 1 year. It's not like this is a rebuilding problem. I mean, we're not the Detroit Lions, and I have to wait for all these things to develop and change over 3-4 years.
Oh, no.
We contend for a title this year.
Absolutely. We could blow everyone out and win a title this year. That's big. Green Bay last year, the Gamblers, were one of the best teams through the regular season. They obviously didn't win the championship. That went to the Indiana Ice after the playoffs. But they were terrible the year before last. They were not good. I think they won 16, 17-ish games, something along those lines in a 60-game season. They came back last year, played lights out, were one of the better teams in the league, were the best team in the league there during the regular season for a time. And there's such a high turnover. They're younger kids. Skills can really improve in a year or two's time, and you can see a lot of variance.
Doug and Danny Show, fire off your email. Your phone calls are wide open, 888-455-3776. If there's something that you'd like to touch on that we've discussed or something you'd like to introduce to the program today, 888-455-3776. The Dent Popper inbox is open. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Again, still a couple of spots open in the hot dog eating contest. I think we've made it into double digits, but there's still room for a couple more, so we'd love to hear from you. Let's take a break. Back with more after this.
I don't think this is quite normal.
I heard it might even put hair on your chest.
See, I never dreamed it could be that exciting.
We'll leave it tuned in and keep someone listening here all the time.
More excitement coming up next when the Doug and Daddy Show returns on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
What do you think? Did that sound convincing?
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd. Whether you're buying or selling tickets this summer, only one place to go, StubHub.com or 1-866-StubHub. Every purchase is backed by Fan Protect Guarantee. A lot of great concerts this summer. The NFL season's coming. So is college football. Take the kids. Take the family. Why wait? Go to StubHub.com now and get your tickets. Don't sit on the couch. Be part of the action. StubHub. StubHub.com.
Right now at the Home Depot, get special deferred financing store-wide with your Home Depot consumer credit card. Buy a grill or patio furniture and you could save three ways. One, with our low prices. Two, with deferred financing. Keep your cash and pay later. Three, entertain at home versus going out. Special deferred financing. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through July 8th, U.S. only. See store for details.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Need health coverage? Now you can get the best of both. Personal service from your local Farm Bureau agent and a health plan from a company you know and trust, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska. Call today and find out about the great rates and great coverage available through your Farm Bureau agent. Among the many benefits, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska members enjoy fast and accurate processing of their claims. Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers are proud to serve the Kearney area. Call them today at 234-4922. That's 308-234-4922 to learn more about affordable health plans for you, your family, or your business. Farm Bureau agents are independent and authorized insurance producers of Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska. An independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
Here's a look at our Monday's forecast, calling for partly to mostly sunny skies, south winds 5 to 15 miles an hour with a high near 87 degrees. For tonight, partly cloudy skies regionally, overnight low right around 65 degrees, currently 75.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, reminding you that the Nebraska Children's Home is hosting Fairways and Greens for their Kids and Dreams program. It's a golf tournament at Meadowlark Hills that will be held on Monday, July 13th, a 10 a.m. shotgun tea time. 16 teams signed up right out of the gate, and many more have signed up in the last week. Tournament organizer Aaron Bly is always hoping for more, hoping this tournament will help people become aware of the Nebraska Children's Home Society and raise money for them. Many families in the area have personally been touched by the Nebraska Children's Home Society, so they are hoping for your help. To register a four-person team, you can contact Meadowlark Hills, or you can contact Aaron at 830-0225, 308 832-0225. And we, this week, are going to give you a chance to win a spot for you and three of your friends to play in this tournament next Monday. We are giving away a team of four at that $280 value, and that is coming up later this week here on the Doug and Daddy Show. So get registered, and we're also going to give you a chance to get your team into this tournament. Later this week, it's the Fairways and Greens for Kids and Dreams, sponsored by the Nebraska Children's Home Society at beautiful Metal Arc Hills on Monday, 1 week from today, the 13th at 10 a.m.
Doug, maybe this is the furthest we've gotten into the show all year long. Maybe winning two in a row, Kansas City Royals baseball, 6-3 victory over the White Sox.
It's peanut butter
series.
Jelly time, peanut butter jelly
Love
time.
It. It's a good 4th and 5th of July. Kansas City picking up the win. Alberto Canaspo, 4th RBI in two games. Miguel Olivo, 2-run home run. And Brian Bannister gets the win on the mound.
6-6 now for Brian Bannister. Gonna even him up on the year. And he's pitched pretty well, and sometimes he doesn't get the run support maybe he needs. But I like the Royals. Maybe they're coming together. Maybe they're making a little bit of a run. They start with Detroit, and they go to Boston. They're on the road. I think if they get something going and give you a little bit of hope going into the All-Star break, maybe it's just false hope I'm looking for, but just give me a little bit of hope, guys, on this road trip.
Zach Greinke is selected to the All-Star game.
Yeah, it's pretty neat on SportsCenter showing him getting his All-Star jersey, Trey Hillman presenting him with that before the game on Saturday, I believe.
Are we getting too much uniform stuff? You know what I'm saying?
I know exactly.
How many different get-ups did we see the last week? I mean, it's been all season long. Oh, it's 4th of July. We got a special hat for that. 5th of July, we got a special hat for that. It's Sunday. We got 5 jerseys to wear. Blah, blah, blah. You know what? I understand the marketing point. Who really bought the red Phillies, Cubs, Mets hat? I mean,
yeah.
I don't get it.
You got the Arbor Day uniform. Very, very special this year.
Well, I mean, you've got all kinds of things, and I know they're all good causes. A breast cancer on Mother's Day, 4th of July, 3 sets of uniforms at least, home away, and then special occasion. You know, if you get into your Boston, you're getting into your St. Patrick's Day uniforms and things like that. Enough.
That's a great point.
It's just enough. Good Lord.
As you see the highlights of the Padres in their camouflage tops.
Well, and that's a Sunday thing to honor the military long before we were in the conflicts or the situations that we are in now abroad. A little local flavor here to baseball. Of course, 4th of July, a lot of tournaments going on in Kearney, Grand Island, Hastings, Lincoln. Some results from the Platte River Slugfest. Hastings, Johnson, Imperial Homes, they've kind of put it together here. They win it 3-2 over Wells Fargo. Kearney Post 52 went 3-1 in the tournament. They defeated Lincoln North Star yesterday. Also, Omaha Burke beat Hastings 5 points down Lincoln. The Kearney Runs of Seniors went 3-2 in that tournament. They beat Omaha Central yesterday 10-7. Home Federal beat Omaha Groves 5-3. Kearney 5 points Juniors split a doubleheader with McCook. And the Little Caesars Seniors in their tournament went 2-2 over the weekend, including a win yesterday over Giltner by a score of 12-8. Now, tonight, the Cornhusker League Championship games will be played, and both the Kearney Post 52 Juniors and Runza Seniors will be playing. Post 52 Juniors are hosting Lincoln Southeast at Memorial Field, and the Runza Seniors are at Sherman Field in Lincoln to take on Lincoln Southwest. First pitch for both of those games is at 7 o'clock.
Pretty good baseball being played. And, you know, it's already drawing, I mentioned that was Coach Spomberg. It's already over. These championship games going to be played. You know, district's coming up in just a couple weeks and the state tournament wrapping up. And then, boom, you're into football. I mean, they don't have about a week between that for kids to be kids. Otherwise, it's all taken up with going to the ballpark, going to the football diamond, or football field, football diamond. What the hell's going on, Derek? It's all sports all the time. I just want to go to the lake.
How has that been going for you?
I haven't been.
How was 4th of July for you? Let's get to that. How was Shaq 32? It seemed like it was pretty busy. You've just been slaving away 14-hour days up there. You hustled out of the show, and you hustle right back.
You know what? We gave it our all. We had a good 4th of July. Got to see a lot of people. That was good. Ran out of about everything. You always wish you'd order more when that happens. But, yeah, greed is kind of the root of all screw-ups, too. So, yeah, we had a good 4th. I think we put a quality product out there. People enjoyed it. Got lots of comments. So, always makes you feel good. American Orbiter seemed to be the big one this year. That was the big prize that went off the shelves.
You going to be able to remember that for next year?
Yes, I will. No, I won't, but I wrote it down, so I would be able to remember it.
How was the overall condition of the 4th of July here in Kearney? I was out of town.
You know what? I think the event center, Vieira Event Center, as we're supposed to refer to it, I believe, I think that had to be the most people they'd ever have out there. That was an amazing turnout. I thought the firework display, although I think there were some the clouds were kind of dark. If you're away from the event center, I think the show was excellent if you were right out there. Away from the event center, some stuff went up kind of behind some clouds that people couldn't see the whole show. But out there, up close and personal, it was an excellent, excellent show. And then on the 4th, the Country Club, they did a spectacular job. Great job by those guys out there, and they put on a heck of a show as well. I'm very impressed with both of them. We got all crazy this year, and lit them off after dark and everything. It was great. Well, it's been a couple, 3 years ago where they pushed the button because rain was threatening about 7:30 and blew up $20,000 worth of stuff in about 12 minutes.
Well, speaking of the Kearney Country Club, the Nebraska Women's Amateur Golf Association has their match play championship beginning today at the Kearney Country Club. That'll be running through Wednesday, so a lot of ladies in town for that. And the NWAGA Challenge, the four-ball match play partner tournament. So it's going on today, tomorrow, and Wednesday at the Kearney Country Club. We'll give you some updates from that a little bit later on in the day. And, of course, the next couple of days here on the show as that winds down. Match play qualifying today, and then they'll get into the round of 16. And quarterfinals and semifinals tomorrow. The championship will be on Wednesday. And we've already been telling you some of the tournaments so far this year, a lot of local talent has been doing well.
Yeah, that's good to see. And obviously in this one, start to see some of those big names you see all the time. J.C. Stevenson, I'm sure, be in the mix down the stretch in this one as well, along with our friend maybe from Donovan.
Danielle Emick.
Yeah, her. Like sophomore in high school.
I'm going to slap Tony, and we're going to be back and wrap things up on the
Hey, we're going to hear about the Valley County Golf Tournament.
Bye-bye.
You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Please turn your head and cough.
Very few things in life are more uncomfortable.
How good is the housing market right now if you're a first-time buyer? It's like a 2-0 count with the bases loaded and no outs. Interest rates are at historic lows, and homes have become more affordable. In addition, first-time buyers can now take advantage of an $8,000 home buyer tax credit. There's no repayment required, and you must close on a home between now and November 30th to be eligible. The National Association of Realtors wants you to know that home ownership is an investment in your future. For more information about the $8,000 first-time home buyer tax credit, visit housingmarketfacts.com. Every market's different. Call a realtor today.
What are the three most terrifying letters in the English language? IRS. If you have tax problems, the IRS can garnish your wages, drain your bank account, and more. But don't give up hope, because Ronnie Deutsch's law firm, Ronnie Lynn Deutsch, a professional tax corporation, can fight the IRS for you. Not available to New York residents. Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis and a free tax guide. Call 1-800-611-3064. That's 1-800-611-3064.
Sam takes pride in lowering his energy bills, regardless of what it takes to lower them.
Excuse me, sweetheart.
I was watching that.
But now, Trane can help fiscally minded people like Sam.
Sam!
Because upgrading your central air system to a high efficiency Trane model can potentially save up to 59% on your energy bills.
Oh, sorry, son.
Let's power back up, Sam. Then let's find you a Trane dealer.
Upgrade your current central air system with a high efficiency Trane model at Fidelki Heating and Air in Kearney.
It's hard to stop a train.
If getting up to an estimated 80 miles per gallon isn't enough, then Motorsport Sales and Service is throwing in free gas, too. Hyosung USA Motorcycles has a line of cycles from sport bikes to cruisers from 250 to 650 cc's, suited to everyone from beginner to experienced rider. Plus, a 2-year warranty, free 1-year checkup, and here's the free stuff, free gas for 1,000 miles. See the entire line of Hyosung USA Motorcycles now at Motorsport Sales and Service, just west of 281 on Highway 30, Grand Island. ESPN Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather. Brought to you by Molly's Motorworks on 25th Street in Kearney. For a square deal and a fair shake.
If you were out for a Sunday drive with the family 20 years ago in Kearney, there'd be a lot of places that you wouldn't even recognize. Well, excepting for that one place over on East 25th, Molly's Motorworks. Molly's been right there doing what she does best since 1987. A lot has changed since then, so it's a good thing to know that when you're in the market for a quality used car or truck, you can still get a square deal and a fair shake from Molly. Good to know.
Here's a look at our Monday's forecast, calling for partly to mostly sunny skies, south winds 5 to 15 miles an hour with a high near 87 degrees. For tonight, partly cloudy skies regionally, overnight low right around 65 degrees, currently 75.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us on today's program. It is All-Star break next week, and it almost disappointed all the national pundits. They didn't really have anything to gripe about. Oh, this guy didn't get picked. This guy didn't get picked. This guy didn't get picked. Yeah, there were so many guys I went, huh? Who?
I like.
Do we have a lack of All-Stars right now in Major League Baseball, Tony?
No, you still got those marquee players out there. I like that the managers got to put five up on the website, and you get a vote for one of those guys, maybe off the radar that isn't in the popularity contest. I like that idea. I still don't like that you're playing for something.
You mean like we've done the last 3 years?
Well, I don't care how long you've done it for. I just like that idea that maybe it seems to be a popularity contest. Those big name guys every year get elected because of their names, and there's some up and coming players that have had great years, maybe aren't rewarded as soon as they should be.
All right, who are you voting for? Sean Figgins, Brandon Inge, Ian Kinsler, Adam Lind, Carlos Pena. That's your American League choices.
God, who's? I'm looking for the team that maybe has surprised people.
Angels, Tigers, Rangers, yeah, Blue Jays, Tampa Bay Rays. Okay, so you're going Adam Lind, Toronto Blue Jays.
I'm going Tigers, probably, after last year's debacle.
Brandon Inge.
Coming back like that.
That's who I would vote for, is Brandon Inge, with Ian Kinsler second.
Yeah, you probably thought Figgins would be there all along for the Angels.
Well, and maybe you take Figgins and you insert him as a pinch runner. He can steal a base for you or something like that.
Nothing wrong
Carlos
with any of those
Pena,
guys.
You know, not a lot of great batting average. You know, Payne is just a home run hitter. He's batting .233 with 23 home runs and 54 RBIs. National League. One Washington National is enough, but they've got Christian Guzman of the Nationals, Matt Kemp of the Dodgers, Mark Reynolds of the Diamondbacks, Pablo Sandoval of the Giants, and Shane Victorino of the Phillies.
I'll take Sandoval from the Giants. It's remarkable. What, they're 6.5 back of the Dodgers in that division? Nobody thought they would be in any contention at all.
His numbers looks like he's most deserving. .333 batting average, 12 home runs, and 44 RBIs. The name recognition gave me Shane Victorino, but you look at Reynolds, he's got 23 home runs, 58 RBIs from Arizona. Guzman from Washington, just because he's an outstanding defensive shortstop. Maybe that's what you're looking at there. And Kemp for the Dodgers, you got enough Dodgers. Don't need to vote him in. So I'm going to go with Inge. And I like the Sandoval. That's good. I can go with that. A pair of third basemen.
I'll tell you, pretty remarkable because, really, when you think of San Francisco Giants, give me three players that play for him. Lipsicum, Randy Johnson, and Sandoval?
Barry Bonds.
I'm going to go Sandoval because that's the third guy. I don't know anybody else, as a casual baseball fan of those West Coast teams. I don't really know anybody.
Barry Bonds.
He's not there. He's not there. Not there at all, Douglas.
Okay. All right, I'm sorry. Sorry. When we get to the All-Star break, of course, you can hear the game right here on ESPN. We just mentioned it coming up in passing. The thought when you heard Steve McNair got murdered this weekend?
Well, just a sick feeling being 36 years old, and I forgot how many injuries and how beat up that guy was. And these guys tell the stories about, you know, his sternum and surgeries and playing through them with flap jackets on. He was an ultimate one of those guys that makes the NFL. And I didn't realize he's in that many Pro Bowls. I didn't realize, you know, that he shared the 03 MVP with Peyton Manning. Is he a Hall of Famer? Is he a Hall of Famer? I haven't heard that discussion yet. And, you know, looking back, maybe his yards and maybe, you know, to come from, you know, Houston Oilers with the third overall pick.
Come from Alcorn State, where everybody didn't think he could do it in the pros coming out of college. Oh, yeah, he's playing at Alcorn State. He won't be able to do it. Well, I think he proved he could do it. Wow. He threw for 27,000-plus yards and 156 touchdowns as a Titan. Remember, he had a couple more years with the Ravens, and, of course, it started as the Oilers, and then they became the Tennessee Titans.
Yeah, and you're going to hear.
Is he a Hall of Famer? That is very interesting.
Didn't he throw the pass, guys, that came up a yard short in the Super
Kevin
Bowl?
Yeah, Kevin Dyson.
He didn't win a Super Bowl. Four-time Pro Bowler. 27,000, 156 touchdowns as a Titan. Boy, that's going to be a tough call. You know, the sad thing about it is he may now have a chance. Over this terrible tragedy, people may feel a little more sorry and throw him the votes that he needs. That would be close. He would be close. He'd be Jim Rice of baseball. Not going to get in the first few times. Maybe eventually Steve McNair would get into the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
I think the sad part about it, obviously, and you know, maybe his wife and him didn't see eye to eye and didn't get along anymore or whatnot, but it's those four little boys. That's the awful sad part about it.
And one final note before we get out of here and remind you that tomorrow, Troutman's Tuesday Trivia, we should be catching up with Dave Morachik and wrap up their victory in the Mr. Basketball. Got a couple other special guests, and we start our Big 12 preview on Wednesday talking Oklahoma State football. We're going to start right off with the team that everybody, I mean, it's like last year's Missouri. Is this team ready to take that next step and contend for a Big 12 South title? A lot of people think they are. Almost every publication has them ranked right around number 10, in the top 10 or just outside of the top 10. Most of them, though, still have them behind Texas or Oklahoma or both. So we'll find out some Oklahoma State football. Doug Koster comes in on Wednesday as well. We're up to UNK on Thursday for a Miss Basketball, and Friday, of course, the Hot Dog Eating Contest. Folks, we'd love to have you be a part of the Hot Dog Eating Contest. All you have to do is email us, DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. Daddy, are you glad Serena beat Venus?
Not really. I was happy for the final. I saw that coming down the road. I thought, you know, that's a final that people wanted to see if you're at the All England Club.
Serena's the best player in the world. If Venus crushed Safina the way she did and then Serena wins that one. And Venus had more Wimbledons than Serena, so I wasn't sad. I used to root for Serena. Now, kind of, it's Venus again because Serena's overtook her. Maybe a little more of an underdog role there. But great Wimbledon, and now it's off to the U.S. Open, and Tiger Woods the win. British Open is just another week away. We're this week, and then we're into the British Open football. So in 2 weeks, folks, it's full bore, and we've got a lot more to talk about on the Doug and Daddy Show tomorrow, so stay with us.
Hey, we'll see you tomorrow, 23 hours from now, Doug and Daddy Show on Southern Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game.
Hey.